Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Jimmy.
I am here.
Yeah.
Come in, over.
Sorry. A real professional wouldn't be telling you about all the problems he's having to run the technical stuff at the same time, but I ain't a real professional, apparently. But we were wrapping up on the happiest cities in America these days. And, you know, on the new Wallet Hub survey, again, 100.
Oh, there we go, finally.
181 cities. And I told you wrong, memory, Austin was 39. Not so good compared to that, 59. But remember, it's 151 cities. And like San Antonio is 164 out of 181. And Jimmy, surprisingly, Nashville. Nashburg, Twangtown, 118.
Yeah, I mean, Nashville's very unhappy. The people that live there.
Really?
The tourists are happy.
I don't get that.
That live there.
Yeah.
Hell, we hate that. We hate it's just become a terrible place. It's not that sweet hometown that they moved into in 1980.
But
crime.
If you can afford where you hang out, like Brentwood, is that a lot better?
Brentwood's better. Franklin's okay. But Franklin, it's all overcrowded. I always say the town at all hours of the day is like a pimple that needs to be popped.
That's Austin, too.
And Austin, you know, Austin is, too.
Yeah, that's part of what's tanking this is traffic on the survey, on the metrics of the criteria.
But it's traffic, it's crime. The crime is really bad. There's bad stuff going on.
That's part of it, yeah.
You know, and school shootings and everything else. There have been two of the biggest school shootings in the country have been there in the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, I could just go on and on. The cost of living, the housing. If you're somebody renting like a songwriter, you can't afford to live in that county. It's terrible.
Well, the bright side is, I guess I'll look at number 159, or not 159, where Austin ranks. You go, that's pretty good. All right, officially, Jimmy Carter, as you know, brought to you by Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch, Capital Land and Livestock. That's who they are. And they bring you him along with Crestview RV. You've been on a space tour, haven't you?
I've been on a space tour, and I tell you, one guy who's launching into space played the rodeo last night, and right now, as it goes, he has the record for this year, 70,865, the country neo-traditional, they call him, Zach Top. He is definitely, it's just amazing because country has got so many different tributaries these days. He's in the Alan Jackson school and early Randy Travis school of country. But at the same time, while Zach Top was roaming the stage there in Houston to almost 71,000 people, Snoop Dogg and Ernest were roaming the streets of downtown Nashville shooting a music video. So you can't get much 180-degree difference than Zach Top and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, by the way,
they're able to make it. So
more of how much we appreciate Eric Raines, and like Dolly Parton said, sometimes you never miss a good thing till it's gone. But he ain't gone, just gone for right now, back on Monday, by the way. But he was first to tell us, hey, now, he'd say on the radio, be watching this Zach Taub. Not a maybe, destined for superstar. So,
well, he definitely. So,
well, Jimmy and myself, then, it got your attention, it got mine, and we tried. We dang near broke a hip jumping up on that train, but we were early on, if that counts. Thanks to Eric.
Well, good for Zach Taub. I'm happy about that, and good for Eric. Well, stocks down 400 yesterday again. It's definitely a correction. This morning, really early at 5 a.m., they're going to be up 174, so don't know. And oil is still down at $66 a barrel. And that's a low point for a long time. 20-year-old college student, this is for parents. The kids do not need to be going to these places like Belize and Dominican Republic and some of these joints, and even Mexico, honestly. That there are travel warnings for all of these places issued by the State Department and completely ignored, by college students on spring break. And I guess parents that are financing those spring breaks, they're missing a 20-year-old woman. She was last seen at 4:15 a.m. on the beach there in Punta Cana, Dominican. And then her clothes were on like a chair. And then we don't know where she is. She's not appeared. They haven't found her body. They haven't found her. Nobody seems to know anything about that. But she was with a group of people, and then she stayed with one other, maybe a guy down there. But, you got to stay with your wingman. If you girls are going on a trip, don't ever leave the other girl, even if it's with a guy. So y'all get together next week or something. But, don't let them be by themselves, and don't be taking drinks in foreign bars. They still haven't said what killed those three girls that were from the Boston area down there, wherever they were, Belize or one of those places. It's just not smart, and it's not smart more today than it's ever been. So spring break disaster out there with that 20-year-old pretty little girl somewhere, don't know where she is. So the local police, they're trying to say, well, she must have drowned, but the FBI and the others aren't taking that as an answer at this point. Remember the famous one from Birmingham in Aruba, Natalie Holloway?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And, she was out with a bunch of girls partying, and then, I guess, just
Vandersloot,
got her to go do something. We still don't know. He's in prison down in Chile or something.
Oh, boy. How corrupt did that country turn out to be?
I thought the FBI brought him back to Birmingham, Jimmy.
They did, and they tried him, and then I think they convicted him. And then they took him back to Chile to be in prison.
You know what? That's a good place to be in prison, is Chile, for him.
Yeah, I'd like to keep all of them down in those wonderful prisons they have in Chile and Panama and some of the South American areas.
But you know what the common denominator of that is that you just said, and when I was listening to what you said, 4:15 in the morning. A.M.
Oh, yeah.
4:15 a.m. No business being out.
On a dark beach.
On a dark beach, in a
bikini.
Foreign country.
Yeah, no, in a foreign country. I'm like, something in the back of your head has to go, hey, I don't think I'd do that if I were you. And then you got to listen to that little voice.
Man, don't do that at 4:15 in the morning on Miami Beach.
I wouldn't be out at 4:15 in the morning on a beach.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to kidnap me.
In the morning in Austin.
Yeah. No, that's true, too.
Really, the old saying is it's fuddy-duddy, of course. Nothing good ever happens after 10 o'clock.
It's true.
Well, I used to close down the bars in my around 20 years old, 21, 22. I was closing them down at 2 o'clock.
Different time in America.
Different time, but even then, it was a different time, and we weren't worried about getting carjacked. And unless we were in the wrong side of town, we were probably pretty safe, even if we'd had a cocktail or two. But this is totally a different world that we live in now, and you cannot be getting gas at a gas station even at 8 o'clock at night. You got to be careful all the time, and it's a shame that we have to do that, but you do. And that's why we're back to this Nashville part. Every time something like this happens, remember it happened to the Nashville guy. He was out in the middle of the night walking around with his fraternity wingman. Didn't stay with him. He walked off on his own and walked into the river, or was pushed in the river, or whatever happened to him.
Yeah, him right here in Austin. Yeah.
Well, it's been so the everybody thinks there's a serial killer in Austin. There's no serial killer. No. Serial killer in Austin. It's guys getting too drunk and stumbling off and walking into the water. I mean, they really are.
Down there off Rainy Street.
Off the Rainy Street, because it's very easy to fall in the water off Rainy. And the thing about it is, people, well, he was an accomplished swimmer. I said, not when you're drunk and you swim the wrong way. Even accomplished swimmers drown. So.
And, you know, the thing about drunk, and you know, I know I used to. I mean, there were a few. I mean, in my life, it's less than five times that ever I was really. One was a DJ convention in Los Angeles. I was so drunk, I went up to the room and I stepped in the toilet because my vision was so whacked out. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I stayed in the room for like a day and a half after that. That was bad. It was all that free whiskey they give you at a DJ convention. But, you know, you can't. A lot of these kids today or drink until they fall over. And, man, I don't know how you prevent stuff like that, but you got to start watching out for your fellow man, though, if you're in a fraternity. I just don't have any excuse in that. If you're in a fraternity and you're on a trip, you don't let somebody peel off. Just let them peel off when they get back home.
Well, you know, the other thing is parents need to stop trying to be their kid's best friend and be their parents.
Yeah, the word no still works, and it's still a great word. And people need to learn it every once in a while, probably. Well, the Trumpster, today he's going to do some more stuff to poop out on the federal education department. I think he knows he can't close it down, but he can diminish it. Today might be the day they lay off or do whatever they do to 1,300 people.
Well, he definitely cannot close it without Congress doing it.
Right.
And through the filibuster over in Senate, that would definitely get blocked. So they're in the problem, so just strip it down to nothing, I guess.
Yeah, try to strip it down to...
Is his far. Idea, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I think at some point he might be going a bridge too far on a few things, but we'll see. I don't know enough about the education department. I know Republicans have been trying to close it down since they started it in the 70s. Ukraine, the ceasefire. USAID is returning. The intelligence is returning. Everything is returning. So we got to see what the Russians have to say now. The ball is definitely in their court at this point. The House has passed an appropriations bill, but the Senate needs to pass it. And they may not want to, but they don't want to get wrapped with closing the government down either. So something's going to happen with that sooner than later in the next couple of days. And he's a man of 1,000 surprises, so we'll see what else he's got cooked up. The Canada thing, Canada backed off the tariff on power. Somebody got to somebody yesterday, and they changed their mind on that. And I don't know what we're using as leverage, but this is just so ugly, you know, between Canada and the United States. And I think a lot of people are not on board with that particular war of words that's going on. But we'll see. Every day is an exciting day. Back after these messages.
He buys and sells more head of cattle than anyone in America. From Swartner, Texas, fourth generation cattle rancher, here's Jim Swartner.
Hold on, Dad. We're not going to buy cows today. We're going to sell real estate. Hi, I'm Samantha Schwartner Rosenberg with Keller Williams Realty. Unlike my dad, I don't sell cows, but I do sell ranches and homes. I'm a fifth generation Schwartner and native Austinite, and I've been helping folks buy and sell homes and ranches for many years. If you're looking for someone who knows and understands the current market, I'm your realtor. With my experience, I can personally help you get the price you expect and deserve. So when you're getting ready to sell your home or ranch, or even thinking about it and just have questions, give me a call at 512-658-3092 or visit me on the web at samsellsatx.com. That's samsellsatx.com. And if you've got cows, please sell them to my dad. He needs all the help he can get.
And Sam, if it's good for you, it's certainly good for Texas.
Hi folks, Jimmy Carter here for Crestview RV. If you're new to Central Texas, you may not know about Crestview, but let me tell you, they've been getting people out on the wide open spaces since 1982. If you're looking for a camper from one of those little pop-up kinds, all the way to the big fifth wheel models, Crestview RV has you covered. They sell and service just about all kinds of RVs and travel trailers with three locations, From Butte to Waco, they're probably close to where you are. With all the comforts you're used to, you can travel anytime you want, home away from home. Get away to the lake, the beach, the desert, the mountains, wherever you want to go. Crestview can help you pick out the right camper or trailer so you can do what you want to do. And with available financing, they make it easy to follow your dreams on the open road. Like I said, three locations, Butte next to Cabela's in Georgetown, in Waco. You can find them online at CrestviewRV.com. That's CrestviewRV.com. And like they say, if their name isn't on the RV, you probably paid too much.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't want to do that. By the way, page two here with Jimmy Carter. Jimmy, I asked AI during the break there, because you were talking about, not just getting drunk, but especially with kids, the incidence of alcohol poisoning. They just consume so much, not over time, just in one day.
Yeah.
Man, it's more pronounced than I thought. It's 2,200 Americans every year. Or not including spring break, six every day, and 60-something percent of alcohol deaths from poisoning, just too much at one time, are white people, and more specifically, non-Hispanic whites. It really is like white kids on spring break or at a tailgate or a party.
Frat boys.
Well, when you're young, you don't know what you don't know. And I remember going to New Orleans, and they had these machines, and it was a really hot day, and they're like ices. And I think it's some ridiculous percentage of vodka, but it tastes like an icy from an icy store. And the alcohol is totally hidden. So you're walking around and driving in some cases, because you can drive up and get them, frozen daiquiris. And they taste so good. I like to have one right now. It sounds so good. But it just...
You talk about how you've been drunk twice in your life. I've been around you 30 years, and certainly not every day. But there's one time I saw you at Vaquero's have a frozen margarita. That's it. Ugh. You don't drink much.
No, I don't drink much. But
you're morally superior
to drink a lot.
To me.
I saw too many people in radio that were drunks, and I didn't ever... And I didn't like drunks when I was in college, but... I've been one a few times, but I get quiet when I get drunk, and that's what falls into a lot of these artists. They think they have to have a drink before they can go on. It's a crutch. And then sometimes if they've got that in their gene, they become alcoholics. I think that's, you don't know when that machine's going to click off if you've inherited that alcohol gene. But I don't know. I just did this. The cult culture in Nashville is about drinking. That whole downtown is built on drinking, and the bars on the top, and people having a great time. But that there's other stuff going on too. Hollywood going to remake Cujo.
Is that the dog
remember
movie?
Yeah, it's the one with the
mother slobbering
and son
dog
fight off a rabid dog.
Yeah. Cujo was the mean dog. That's
no,
not the,
Cujo
that's
was
not
a
Tom
big
Hanks.
Mastiff or something.
Yeah, okay.
You're thinking of Hooch.
Hooch, not
yeah.
Cujo.
Tom Hanks is Hooch and Turner and Hooch.
Thank you.
Poor old Hooch was a bad dog. Snow White, Disney has calmed down their premiere. Normally, they fly people out and do everything, you know, red carpet and all the stars on the red carpet. And nah, they're going to scale it back. They're going to do no media at all on the red carpet, and they're going to have their in-house people that they can control be the media, because the star of Snow White, the remake, and remaking Snow White is like remaking Casablanca or Gone with the Wind or something. It's one of the classics of all classics. And Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So they're making the Snow White is a Latina who's a very liberal person who's had some things to say about a lot of stuff that have been controversial. You've got the Seven Dwarfs, who political correctness came in and has sort of corrected that a little bit. And they are what they are because they got a lot of people, they were being criticized for being making fun of dwarfs or small people. So there's a lot of political correctness in the new Snow White, and so they're going to tap down the premiere so they won't get caught in any of the political correct problems, so to speak. It's basketball time. The SEC tournament begins today. Frankly, I think at noon, right up there, pretty close. I know that Georgia and Oklahoma play tonight late, like 8 or 9 o'clock. But if you dial across ESPN or ESPN2 and a bunch of other places, there is women's basketball, there's men's basketball, there's everybody's basketball. So if you love basketball, this is your time of the year.
What I'd like to get you to care about, even though you don't care about it, but people around here do, the Texas basketball team that has not had a good year under Rodney Terry, we are 2:30 today from Nashville against Vanderbilt, and it's on the SEC Network. It's also on ESPN Plus, if you have that. That's, you know, streaming. But the SEC Network today at 2:30, Texas and Vanderbilt. And Vanderbilt's got a new head coach who has turned that program around. Now, it ain't, you know, it's had a losing record, actually, in the SEC, but not overall.
Well, they picked the year. The SEC has had their greatest year ever in basketball. There's like four or five, six, maybe seven or eight teams going to the NCAA tournament next week.
I actually heard Paul Feinberg, say that, you know, arguably last decade, the best basketball conference, college basketball conference, been the Big 12. But now there is no argument. It's the SEC again, and none of that had to do with Texas and Oklahoma when it comes to basketball, men's basketball.
Yeah,
at all.
You know, Auburn's been number one. Alabama just beat them last week.
That's why I thought you'd be in a good mood Monday. Yeah,
I am. It's just stuff. You don't want to get emotionally involved with Alabama basketball. I hope they do great. I think Auburn's going to do greater. They're really good. Oklahoma, I don't know about Oklahoma and Georgia. They're both, you know, both have struggled. But apparently some good basketball. I watched some women play yesterday when I had a break, too. I watched Portland and Oregon State or something. And those ladies play tough basketball. I mean, they elbowed somebody in the mouth. And I mean, they play tough. I enjoy women's basketball whenever I get a chance to see it. Well, all right. Well, I'm going to go eat breakfast with my grandkids. I've starved to this point since I've been up since 4:30,
so
but I'm ready to eat.
You're in Texas right now.
No, he's in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, you're at the Alabama deal, that space deal. You told us that. Forgive me. Yeah. That's pretty neat over there. All right,
well,
Jimmy.
They have a Huntsville in Texas, too. That's the prison, though, Bob. That's
yep. Yeah, you've toured that, haven't you?
Hey, Jimmy.
I've been covering stuff there, too. So.
Little unknown fact is they named Huntsville, Texas after Huntsville, Alabama. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's the reason Huntsville, Texas is. Well, some of the people that settled it were from Alabama.
That's the problem, then.
I need to launch some more people out of that Texas Huntsville.
Jimmy, real quick, and thank you. Man, you tipped us off on Monday that there was going to be a special with Ringo Starr and a lot of special guests on Monday night, I guess it was, on CBS, on Big Network, not like you had to have some streaming deal. And I wrote that down, and dang if I didn't completely forget it, didn't DVR it or anything. But I've got some of the highlights and reviews that we're going to get to in a little bit. But I wanted to thank you for tipping us off to that. If you could call us, that's where it is now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But in the future, not just tell us on the air, but if you could call us personally that night?
Okay.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy Carter, right. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same bat station, 95.9 Texas Country. And thanks to the same wonderful, steady, longtime sponsors. Crestview RV is brand new this month to sponsoring Jimmy Carter, but not brand new to supporting and being a business you can trust with for RVs and, you know, that's pull behind or drive all self-contained. Three locations, Mike Regan and his gang, and of course Jim Swartner and all the things that he does with his airtime here to support heroes in our community, whether it's teachers or farmers and other ranchers, but also our police and military. It's about values, that's for sure, in Swartner, Texas. We value you being here every morning. Thank you. So much to get to, and probably, you know, more substantive stuff than just, you know, some of the singing that went on Monday night. But we'll get to that in a whole bunch more as we attempt to balance each and every morning, 95.9 Texas Country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.